Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody doing today? You got your boy up in here, Mr. Ale Mobley Jr. I want to welcome you to Balance and Boundaries, the talk show for black men. All right, so I need all my black men tonight to chime in on this topic, because I think I got a good topic for tonight. You know what I mean? So I just need everybody to chime in on this topic. You know what I'm saying? But before we do that, you know what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight. I want to thank everybody for joining me for the past episodes. All right? You know what I'm saying? We done already been through our first season. Y'all don't even know it. Check this out. Do y'all even, hold on. Let me stop this music. Do y'all even know that we are creeping up on 2024? We are 6 months away from 2024. So, are you doing, This is the question that I need to ask y'all right now. That go for black men and for the black women that are listening, that go for you too. Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing in 2023 before we even get into 2024? Y'all hit us up. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be a hell of a show. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up at 563-999-3631. Y'all just don't know how deep we get, you know what I mean? Welcome to Balance and Boundaries. I am your host, Ale Mobley Jr. All right, and tonight's topic is, if a man could build the ideal woman, what would she be and what would she be like? Okay? Now, I'm going to put that out there so everybody can call their mama, call their sister, call their brother, call their auntie, and this, that, and the other, because this is an open forum for us black men. We allow you black women to come in and teach us and help us grow. But we're not going to allow anybody coming in here and insulting anybody or putting anybody down, especially a black man. All right, so watch what you say, because you will get cut. All right, then, you know what I'm saying? We are working on a season of Ballots and Boundaries talk show for black men. Stay tuned for the magazine. Stay tuned for the DVD. Stay tuned for the YouTube channel. Okay? But we need everybody's support. So I want to thank everybody that's been supporting us right now and up to this point. I want to thank you. I honestly want to thank you. All right. Now, tonight, like I said, tonight's topic is if a man could build the ideal woman, all right, what would she what would she be like? What would she look like? What would she walk like? What would she talk like? The reason why I came up with this topic is because y'all know I'm out in the dating world, and y'all know that I date, and y'all know that I use my own analogies on this show. I'm an open book, and this, that, and the other, and everything. Like I say, y'all can hit us up at 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button to let me know that you are in queue and you want to talk to me or you want to speak on the topic of this show, okay? You know, we don't hide nothing, this, that, and the other. This is an adult show, so I hope all the kids and the grandkids and everything like that are in bed right now. Because on the East Coast, we are coming in at 11 o'clock at night. If your child is still up at 11 o'clock at night, shame on your ass, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. Because we do speak and we do talk like adults should, all right? You know what I'm saying? So make sure you hit us up at 563-999-3631. Shout out to all my BBWs out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I'm BBW for life. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the South. Shout out to everybody front, back, and side to side. But tonight's topic is if a man, and let me remind y'all, this is a show for black men. If a man could build his ideal woman, what would she look like? What would she be like? What would she talk and walk like? All right? Hit us up at 563-999-3631. That's 563-999-3631. Let me start the show off, because y'all know I'm always the one. Y'all know I play devil's advocate. So I'm always the one that's going to start things off and let people know what I'm thinking about and how I'm feeling. If I could build my own woman, and the reason why I came up with this topic, let me stop. Hold on. Let me show everything down. Let me slow everything down. The reason why I came up with this topic, all my shows have concepts. All my music have concepts. Shout out to my man, TNG, for teaching me concepts at 54 years old. All right? So all my shows, all my music, everything that I do has a concept to it. This show right here, Balance and Boundaries, has a concept to it. This is a talk show for black men. All right? I need us black men to chime in, to get in. Shout out to my man Hassan, because he usually rocks with me. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been in touch with him because I've been running and rocking and rolling and everything like that, which is a beautiful thing. But shout out to him, because he's usually here to hype up these topics, and he is my biased opinion. So shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? And Miss Victoria, everybody front, back, side to side, y'all already know who y'all are. But check this out. Tonight's topic is why, if a man could build the ideal woman, what would she be? What would she look like? The only reason why I came up with this topic is because being in a dating world, I forgot about asking the woman that I am trying to date, what type of man is she looking for? I may not be that type of man that she is looking for, all right? And that's cool if I'm not that type of man that she is looking for. It's the thing of dating, all right? So listen, we all got a lot to learn. We all got a lot to grow on. But I had to take that into consideration because I may not be the man that she wants to date. I may not be what she is looking for, and that is okay. It is cool to have to meet someone and not be able to connect. Don't connect in lust, because there's a lot of us out here connecting in lust. Trust me. But hit me up, 563-999-3631. That's 563-999-3631. This is Balance and Boundaries, y'all. We do this every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? So y'all can hit us up. Y'all can call in. Call your mama, call your sister, call your brother, call your auntie, call your uncle. Call everybody in your family. This is a show for us black men to learn and to grow and to be nurtured. We love for our black women to call in and nurture and help us grow. This is a show about information. We need the information to grow. But we are not going to be belittled, we are not going to be disrespected, and we will make sure that you don't be belittled or nor disrespected as the black woman and the queen that you are to us, or women of color. So please call in at 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button to let me know that you are in queue, all right? You know what I'm saying? This is a 60-minute show. That's what a podcast is. You know what I'm saying? It's a talk show. A 60-minute talk show. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to do 5. We're not trying to do 10 minutes. We're trying to do 60 minutes, and then we're going to grow from there. So hit me up. I don't care where you're at. This is a worldwide show. We are being heard right now all the way in the Philippines. Shout out. Hold on. I tell you what. Let's go and see right now where we are being heard from. You know what I'm saying? So I need everybody to hit us up. You know what I'm saying? Because the show is going to go on whether you're hitting us up or not. But check this out. In the United States right now, we're coming in at 95.16%. All right? Now, in South Korea, we are coming in at 2.42%. And in Japan, we are coming in at 1.61%. Shout out to Japan. And our newcomers, Romania, we're coming in at 0.81%. So shout out to Romania. Shout out to the United States. Shout out to South Korea. Shout out to Japan. Shout out to everybody that's listening to us front, back, and side to side, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, y'all, this is Balance and Boundaries. Talk show for black men. You know what I'm saying? Tonight's topic is, if a man could build his ideal woman, what would she look like and be like from top to bottom? We want to know. Call us into this open forum, all right, y'all? 563-999-3631. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast, a.k.a. L.A. Mobley Jr. Y'all know what I do. Y'all know how I get down and everything. But I need my men to call in on this. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that there. Because this is what this show is all about. All right? So listen. Hit us up. You know what I'm saying? And I want to know if a man can build his ideal woman. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to start this off since everybody listening to me right now. I tell y'all what, if I could build my ideal woman, first of all, I want somebody that's going to bring, I would build a woman that's going to bring the same energy to the table that I'm bringing. Okay? That means all the way around. That means can cook, clean, iron, wash, take care of kids, be considerate, have a big heart. All right? Be a woman of her word. Okay? That's first off the rip. Be a woman of her word. Say what she mean and mean what she say. Okay? Because that's what women want men to be like. And when you get that man, you don't know what to do with him. All right? I need her to match the same energy and reciprocate the same things that I do to her. And when you say, okay, then, all right, then, Mr. Mobley, what are you talking about? Reciprocate. Okay, then. That means when I call and give her those little text messages of, good morning. Hey, how you doing? How's your afternoon? How's your morning? We as men, and I need that. As the woman that I'm building, I need that back from her. It's the little things. It's not about, even if it never gets to that, they about to cut the lights off. They about to cut this off. If you're working together as a team, you never see those type of days. Why? Because you have a teammate. You may not have it, but he does. She may not have it, but you do. And you make sure you take care of it. Why? Because it is your home. 43 minutes left in this show and counting. Y'all hit us up at 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button, you guys, so we can talk. This is an open forum. We have this open forum every week. But everybody's afraid to call in and talk and express themselves. But it's okay. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? I can talk for everybody. So this is what I want when I build a woman. I want a woman that's going to get up and serve me breakfast in bed. I want a woman that's going to be a world-renowned cook like I am. I know we can't ask for everything under the sun, but we can damn sure learn together. And that's the beauty of creating memories. It's being able to get in the kitchen with your woman and create those memories. Be able to get in the bedroom with your woman and create those memories. Be able to plan an evening with your woman or the woman that you're dating at the point in time and create those memories. Fellas, what happened to having a imagination? Whatever happened to being creative? Whatever happened to calling the shots and making sure that the night runs perfectly or the way that you foresee it? You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be good in her eyes. And ladies, you don't have to be perfect. And ladies, stop putting this perfect agenda and this perfect date on these men that don't, and that's never put a date together. So let's scale down and go backwards in everything. Ladies, have you put a date together? If that's the case, then sometimes you need to put the date together. You need to make sure that things are flowing the right way. Yes, we men will pay for it if we are into you that way. Because I believe that 99% of the women that are on this dating site that are coming across are not into us like they say they want someone to talk to. We are Mr. Right Now and Mr. At That Moment. Remember that. And that goes the same for you too, ladies. When you meet a man and you figure, oh, he is just the most ut. Yes, I said it, the most ut. If you ever watched the Jetsons back in the day, you would know what I'm talking about. But that's a whole nother story, because a lot of y'all ain't old school like I am. Hit us up, y'all, 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button. That's 563-999-3631. 31, y'all. This is Balance and Boundaries. We do this every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, all right? Of course, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for all my people out there on the East Coast. Big shout out to y'all, you know what I'm saying? But we do this, and this is a talk show for black men. Women say, black men, that we don't talk enough. They say that we don't express ourselves enough with them. We got a high alarming rate of black men committing suicide. They don't talk about it, but we do. And the first one that I wanted to dedicate this show was to my man, Twitch. All right, y'all seen him all on the Ellen Show and this, that, and the other. Y'all never knew that I had a dancing career, too. I used to break dance and this, that, and the other. At the weight that I am, I have to this day lost 360 pounds. All right, that's real talk. I've lost a whole person in the course of my journey, in my weight loss journey. 38 minutes left in the show, y'all. Hit us up, 653-999-3631. That's 563. I'm sorry, 563-999-3631. Once again, 563. That's probably why I ain't getting no phone calls. 563-999-3631. If anybody can read a post, y'all see it's 563-999-3631. Call me. Holler at me. I had a lot of people talk about, well, I'm going to call you and I'm going to this, that, and the other, and everything like that there. And I understand we are on different time zones. You know what I'm saying? But you can still call in and get your questions in. If a man could build the ideal woman, all right, what would she look like and what would she be like? Hit us up, y'all. 563-999-3631. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy, Fat Man, West Coast, a.k.a. Mr. Alain Mobley Jr. coming to y'all. You know what I'm saying? We do this every Wednesday. You know what I mean? And I appreciate y'all locking in with me. I appreciate y'all celebrating with me. I appreciate y'all hitting me up. I appreciate y'all giving me these ideas. All right? But like I said, if a man could build the ideal woman, what would she look like? What would she be? Well, first of all, me building my ideal woman, she has to be a plus-size woman. She has to be... She going to be cute in the face and thick in the waist, you know what I'm saying? And everything, you know what I'm saying? Of course, she's going to be able to cook. She's going to be able to cook. She's going to be able to do hair. She's going to be able to do everything what I would think a big mama would do. And anybody that's out there that had a big mama, that encountered a big mama, they know exactly what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I think we're missing the big mamas in these days. You know what I'm saying? A big mama that's nurturing. A big mama that's going to be there no matter what. A big mama that comes in even after she gets off work and cooks dinner and spends time with those kids. Because daddy been with the kids all day. So where's the time where we as men can sit back and see the wonders and the nurturing of our significant other, of our woman? Hit us up at 563-999-3631. That's 563-999-3631. I don't know where's everybody at. Everybody said that they was going to rock with me and they was going to call in and everything like that there. But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? We got 35 minutes left in this show. You know what I mean? And I want to hear where everybody's coming from. Especially my men, because like I said, this show is made and built around we as men don't talk enough. We may be at the cigar bar kicking it with the homies. We may be out doing things or on that vacation with the homies. But are we really talking about the issues, fellas? For real, for real. Do you think the homeboy gonna think we coming across corny? Do you think the homeboy gonna think we coming across gay? This ain't no gay shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my LGBTQ community. No offense. But in the black community, we as men be offensive to certain things like that, which when we shouldn't. So this is why I created this show. To learn and to grow together. Because we as black men don't know everything. It's a time, and it's still a time, when they're trying to get us out of the house. If y'all don't know, the black man is on the extinction list with the tiger, with the pelican, with exotic birds. They're trying to make the black man extinct, okay, if I'm pronouncing that right. That means we don't exist. This is what they was doing when they was separating us from our home. From our families, from our kids, from our wives. This is why a lot of times you hear black women say, I don't need a black man. That's disrespectful, if you ask me. It's like me saying, I don't need a black woman, which we don't really. We don't need a black woman to procreate. We don't need a black woman to move on. So are we wrong, fellas, for thinking that way? Y'all need to hit us up at 563-999-3631. That's 563-999-3631. You know what I'm saying? This show gets deep because you want black men to talk, and we're going to talk. I'm going to talk to you. I just need you to hit me up. I need somebody to listen, but I know you out there listening. The whole world is listening right now. We got South Korea. We even got Romania. How many people gonna call into this show and be heard in Romania tonight? You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. I've been doing this for so many years. This is what I do. Y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all, this is what I do. And this is how we do. You know what I mean? So, like I said, y'all, hit us up at 563-999-3631. You know what I'm saying? It's balance and boundaries, y'all. Coming to y'all live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your host, Al A. Mobley Jr. We do this every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 11 p.m. I mean, at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. My apologies. And 8 p.m. I mean, at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, I have my studio audience up in here and everything like that there. They snapping their fingers and all of that and everything. The women up in here, they doing their damn thing. Drinking their Moscato and all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just don't know how deep this gets and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I need y'all to hit us up. You know what I mean? Shout out to all my sponsors out there that is listening and that is supporting Balance and Boundaries. I'm pretty sure everybody out there has balance and boundaries. If you don't have balance and boundaries, you need to start making sure that you do have balance and boundaries and reciprocation. Like Maya Angelou said before, if someone tells you who they are, believe them. Don't underestimate nobody. Don't underestimate nobody that you are getting to know. 31 minutes left in this show, y'all. Hit us up. 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button to let me know that you are in queue and you got something to say about the topic and about balance and boundaries and having balance and boundaries in your life. We all learn from each other. I don't know everything, but I do open up my forums and I do open up my podcast to learn from others. That's the only way that we're going to move forward. But if no one can call in and share their thoughts and they want to sit back and just listen and figure, oh, okay, I'm going to soak up whatever he's saying, whatever he's doing, or this, that, and the other. I don't mind it, not at all. If there's somebody out there that we can help, that's what we need to do. That's why I named the show Balance and Boundaries, a talk show for black men, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time out here on the West, where we do it best. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, L.A. Mobley Jr. Hit us up, 563-999-3631, y'all. 563-999-3631. 29 minutes left in the show. Tonight's topic is, if a man could build the ideal woman, what would she look like? What would she be like? Would you build the ideal woman that's a freak? Now, the ideal woman that I build, she's going to have a little freak. She's going to have some freak in her. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. She's going to have some ass. She's going to have some chest. Like I said, she's going to be cute in the face, thick in the waist. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be dragging that ass around the house and this and the other. We're going to go back to Adam and Eve. It ain't going to be no fig leaves or nothing like that there. We're going to be butt-ass naked up in the house enjoying one another. And a lot of y'all out there understand that. A lot of y'all out there didn't talk to me. But y'all afraid to call in and this, that, and the other. I ain't got time to expose nobody or nothing like that there. It's not about exposure. It's about learning one another. It's about teaching. It's about the nourishment of love. Have you ever been nourished on love? For real, for real. For real, for real, y'all. I mean, y'all, I don't really think y'all hear me. Hold on. Have you ever been nourished on love? Have you ever been hungry? There's a lot of us out there right now that's hungry for love. Look here, fellas, there's a sexual revolution right now going on with our black women. Black women ain't gonna say nothing. Black women ain't gonna turn you on to it and this and the other, because they expect us to catch on. They expect us to pick up on their vibe. They expect us to pick up on their body language, their eye contact, what they're saying. They expect us to read between the lines. And they not knowing that we are Neanderthals and shit like that there, you know what I'm saying? We don't catch on to certain shit like that no time soon, especially when we're so-called first meeting and first getting ready, getting to know one another. Am I right or wrong? We're honestly trying to get to know you. Yes, you can bring the freak out in the man and everything like that from what you say, how you act, how you are. But if we're not picking up on that, we're trying to get into you. Because you women say that you want consistency. You want a man that's going to be chivalrous. You want a man that's opening up doors, that's paying the bills, that's taking care of the house. And when you get that man that's doing all of that, or when you get that man that's into you and doing the little things, I want a man that does the little things, that hits me in the morning just to let me know that he's thinking about me. And when you have men that do that, y'all don't even know, y'all don't even know how to return and reciprocate what is being done towards you, if that makes sense. 26 minutes left in this show, if that makes sense. So the men that are putting that out there, women, how come y'all can't get that back to us? Because this is a show, this is a talk show for black men, not for black women. We need to learn from our black women. Just like you, I've met certain black women, they say, well, you're the leader, I need you to lead. Okay, then, that's not a problem. Are you going to follow? Can you follow directions? If I asked you to call me back and you can't even follow directions on calling me back, what makes you think? And that goes the same thing for a man. Yes, we can tell you, yeah, we're going to call you later and this, that, and the other, and don't call you later. Have you ever thought maybe that was something in what you presented for us not to call you later? Just like we as men present certain things to make you block us straight off the rip or don't call us later. It's a two-way street, ladies. It's a two-way street, fellas. This ain't a show to point fingers. This is a show to learn from one another. All right? On some real-ass-ish. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to learn from one another. All right? You got your boy Fat Man West Coast, a.k.a. L.A. Mobley Jr. All right? A.k.a. Mr. Mobley. Hit us up, 563-999. 3631. That's 563-999-3631. Y'all, this is Balance and Boundaries. We do this every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to all my people out there on the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? I got mad respect for y'all. You know what I'm saying? All my ladies out there. You know what I mean? I need all my ladies to hit me up. Let me know if I'm hitting on something right. Am I hitting on something wrong? Don't just sit back in the cut. Sit back and just listen, which is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Are you sitting back? Are you sitting back and you're listening to my voice? You know what I'm saying? And everything, instead of participating. You know what I'm saying? And if that's how we doing it tonight, then okay then. Then sit back and listen to my voice. Because you're going to learn today. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. 24 minutes left in the show. You're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. You know what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of y'all women are out there. Y'all get on these dating sites and it's like, yeah, I'm trying to meet somebody. I'm trying to this and the other. And I want to get into a relationship, but you're not even willing to put in the time. I understand. Dating ain't what it used to be no more. It ain't. For real. Dating ain't what it used to be anymore. There is no foreplay. There is no communication. There is no getting to know one another. It seems like, ladies, my black women, and I'm talking to each and every one of y'all, it seems like right now y'all want to fuck more than y'all want to get to know a man, because it's been a while since the pandemic. And sweetie, if that's the case, be real with a man and let him know that, because we probably want to do the same thing, because it's been a minute since the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? But if you're feeling that guy, be honest with him. Be upfront with him. Just like y'all asking us to do every single day of the week. But if we can't get that reciprocated, or if you got to understand, check this out. How do you expect me to be honest with somebody if it's never been introduced to me? Okay? Real talk. If it's never been introduced to me, and you probably going on in your time, and you an OG. No, stop assuming that men are OGs and we done been out here and we doing the damn thing and this and the other. A lot of men aren't OGs. Just like y'all ladies want to crown a man a king. That's a king. No, you're crowning a clown. All clowns ain't kings. And all black women ain't queens. For real. You know what I'm saying? The women that I mostly date and this and the other, and yeah, and it's sad, they sit back. That go for white women, Latino women, Mexican women. This, they sit back and go, y'all niggas ain't shit. First of all, y'all dropping the N-bomb. Now, if I was to beat you up in my house because you calling niggas and this and the other, let's go back to that. But that's a whole totally different show. A whole totally different story. But you got these women out here. Niggas ain't shit. Men ain't shit. This, that, and the other. But as soon as we go, a woman ain't shit, it's a big ass problem. It's a big ass problem. Ladies, don't put shit out there that you don't want put out on you. Because you'll get a sarcastic motherfucker like me. And I'm going to say something to set you off. I'm going to say something to twist your nipples. Because you've been saying shit all night to twist mine. You haven't been respectful. You've been sitting there drinking them natty daddies or whatever the hell. First of all, fellas, don't be dating a woman that drinks natty daddy. That's number one. You know what I'm saying? That's malt liquor in a can. That's like drinking Old English 800. Trust me, I know, because I drink Old English 800. I've drank it before. St. Ives. All right? For real. Camo. You know what I'm saying? 12-point beer. 12.8 in malt liquor, in liquor volume, in the beer. Y'all don't know what goes down out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, because it can go down. So if a man was going to build the ideal woman, first of all, she ain't going to drink. She not going to drink no malt liquor. She's going to be refined. She's going to be sophisticated. My ideal woman is going to be sophisticated. She's going to be refined. She's going to be a businesswoman. She's going to be able to motivate me just as much as I motivate her. She's going to put me on her pedestal. just as much as I put her on my pedestal. Every morning that she speaks to me, it's going to be honey, baby, sweetie, darling. She's going to have her own pet names for me. Same like I do for her. She's going to make sure I have even when I got. And if I don't have it, I know I can turn to her. And vice versa. She's going to be my best friend. She's going to be my confidant. She's going to be my road dog. She's going to be my partner. She's going to be my business partner. My bank. The woman that I can turn to when things is fucking with me and things go wrong. That's who I need to turn to. Not some stray ass motherfucker out in the street. I need to turn to my girl that's at the house. And if she's making sure that door is open, a man don't have no problem doing that. See, y'all women talking about chivalry is dead. Nah, chivalry ain't dead. It's just some of you hoes is misled. That's just real ass talk. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean to come off, you know, with no Stacey Adams and no Gators and no Pimp Gang and everything like that there. No gift for gab. But that's just real ass talk. Because a lot of y'all figure a lot of us men ain't seasoned in the game. Because you don't take the time to find out if we seasoned in the game. You don't even take the time to find out our background in the game. Or let alone if we've been seasoned. A lot of us didn't met an older woman before we met you, and she done turned us the hell out. There's a lot of fellas and a lot of younger men out there need to meet an older woman to turn them out. Mind, body, and soul. Trust me, they are out there. You know what I'm saying? I was fortunate enough to find a woman when I was 17 years old, living in Detroit, Michigan, where I was born and raised. She was 35. I was 17 years old. That woman took me from pillar to post, and she taught me what being a man was at that point in time and what was expected. All right? And that's just real ass talk. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me up at 563-999-3631. Y'all, 17 minutes left in this show. So listen, I want to thank everybody for rocking with me tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening to me tonight. You know what I'm saying? Life is too short. Check this out. We are 9 months away from the first of the year of 2024. Think about it. We're going into April. When we get into the month of April, we are 9 months away from 2024. Are you even doing what you're supposed to be doing in 2023, let alone what you should have did in 2022? Are you making sure that you're being productive in 2023? Or are you trying to complete unfinished business from 2022 in 2023? And I understand that. Sometimes you have to go back and complete what you have started to move forward. Because you can't leave no loose ends. You can't leave things untied and untidy. And that's just real ass talk. I'm pretty sure your grandfather, your granddaddy, or your big mama then told you that. It's a lot of men listening to this show that's been raised by their big mama and their grandmama. All right? They understand that. They're just not going to say anything. We're going to sit back and listen and watch. The days of sitting back and listening and watching are over. Fellas, we need to speak up. We need to ask that woman. Look here. What do you look for in the man that you're trying to date? What do you look for in your next husband? What do you look for in your next boyfriend, your next significant other? Are you even trying to find a significant other? Yeah, we was raised to not ask the black woman or a woman, period, those questions, because that's bringing up old shit. That's bringing up shit that they don't want to talk about. Fellas, you better bring that shit up. You better bring that shit up, because they're going to bring it up to you. They're going to sneak it up under their breath. Yeah, this motherfucker and this and the other and everything like that there and everything. Bring that shit up. Find out if she didn't divorce the last motherfucker that she was with before she moving and shacking up with you. She could be hiding from him on some real ass shit. And right now, you being gullible and shit like that, which we are as men, we gonna hide her ass out. No, fellas. Stop doing that shit. Start getting to the meat and potatoes of things. Start asking those questions. Start asking, well, what is it? And this, that, and the other. Hey, are you divorced? Are you this, that, and the other? And trust me, y'all, I talk to a lot of women. A lot of women put me up on a lot of game. On you women. I want y'all to hear that. Look here. A lot of women put me up on a lot of game on you women of what we should be expecting as a man and what the bullshit that y'all running on us as a man, because that's the shit that y'all like to do. Now look here, I love my black women. Oh my God, I love a black woman. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that there. But let's be honest. A lot of y'all black women that dealt with some shit, just like a lot of us black men, and y'all running shit. Y'all can run some shit, y'all running shit, and y'all running some bullshit. Just like we as men run that bullshit too. So just understand, this show is not about just coming on to black women. It's about us black men talking and getting things out in the open. Maybe you black women can learn from what we're talking about, just like we learn from what you're talking about. But this is not to put anyone down. This is not to talk about anyone and jump on the bandwagon. I want to learn just like the next man. I want to learn just like the next black man should be learning from our black women, our white women, our Mexican women, our Latino women, our African women, our Caribbean women, our women of color. That is a beautiful thing. But if y'all not even willing to teach because of what happened the last time, yeah, I understand. We've been hurt too. This is why when you build the ideal woman, I guess we would probably, hey, if I could build the ideal woman, she ain't going to be no hurting, no scorned ass woman. I know that damn much. She ain't going to be hurt. She ain't going to be scorned. She ain't going to have no baggage and shit and everything like that that I got to still deal with. Or is that too perfect? Is that too perfect of a woman? Her not coming with some baggage? Well, check this out. My ideal woman, it's 12 minutes left in the show. My ideal woman, she's going to have some bullet wounds and stab wounds and this, that, and the other and everything. She's going to bend through life. She's going to have some scrapes on her knees, on her hips. She's going to have some stretch marks. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see old age setting in. You're going to see the age setting in gracefully. Not no Botox and shit like that there where she's going to get her lips all collagen and all of that shit. We ain't doing all of that. A black woman ages gracefully. Black women can be 102, 103 and look like she's 65. Look like carnation milk. You ever smelt carnation milk? For real. You ever smelt vitamin D carnation milk? For real. It's pure. You know what I mean? Find a country-ass black woman and talk to her. Her breath smell like carnation milk. It ain't curdled. It's pure. You know what I mean? For real. You know what I'm saying? That go for a black man. Find a well-aged black man. He ages like brandy, like whiskey. Okay? Got a bite to it. You know what I'm saying? But it's there. You know he's there. You know he meant what he said. He said what he meant. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all. When it comes to if a black man could build the ideal woman, fellas, build the woman that is best for you. Build the woman that's going to understand what's going on the inside, not on the outside. It's not about the outer exterior. It's what's going on in the inner. That's what a woman wants us to tap into. But if everybody coming, and we supposed to come with our guard up. We supposed to come, you know what I'm saying, leery. We're not supposed to take things for granted. We're not supposed to take things for face value. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to look at things from a different side of the paper. We're supposed to look at things and from upside down, from out the corner of our eye. You know what I'm saying? That's how we look at things. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, I want to thank y'all for riding with us on the show. It's 9 minutes left on the show, y'all. We about to get up out of here. Now y'all want to start calling in and everything like that there, and the show is damn near over. But I want to appreciate y'all for rocking with me and listening to me. You know what I'm saying? This is Balance and Boundaries, y'all. I am your host, Al A. Mobley. You catch us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, y'all. Love, peace, and hair grease, y'all. I will catch y'all next week. One love, and let's continue to grow together.